eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is even bigger than last week. Thank you so much for that. We got a big hour ahead. We have the mayor of Atlantic City who has told me he is a brilliant prognosticator.
Oh.
So he could go head-to-head with our guest right now, which is Dick Vermeil, sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. Learn more at IBX.com. The legend, the Hall of Famer, Dick Vermeil. Hi, Dick.
Good morning. Good morning.
Dick, I was trying to look up how many conference championship games you were the head coach for. Do you remember how many?
Yeah. I was in two.
Okay. And the first one was here then, Dick. And I'm wondering, did you think you were ready for that big a game? You were a young coach back then. Did you think you were ready?
You know, I thought my team was ready. I don't believe I have ever felt so strongly that my team was ready to play at its maximum level that they were in 1980 when we played the Cowboys here. I never experienced that strong a feeling again.
Wow, really? All right, so it is a couple of days before the game, your whole season on the line, Dick. It's nerve-wracking, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, but it's also fun. That's why you're in the business, to be number one and strive to be number one, and this is one of the obstacles. You got to get it.
Right. Now, you taught me years ago, Dick, that most of these games are decided by turnovers. You've said that over and over again. You look at the turnover differential. Yep. Can you coach that? How do you determine? How do you get your guys to strip it and the other guys to hold it?
Well, you coach it on a year-round basis. You talk about it a lot, you know. And they, with me, they would hear it, especially as I got older, they would hear it every day in every meeting. I'd say it pregame, play smart. I'd say it at halftime, play smart. You know, and on final drives, play smart. Keep that thought in their mind. It takes real discipline to concentrate on all on those little things that prevent fumbles and prevent interceptions and create takeaways. And they've got to think about them. They've got to focus on it.
Yeah. Now, Dick, you were just saying how nerve-wracking it could be for a coach. Imagine you're a rookie quarterback who is the last pick in the draft, and you're out there at Lincoln Financial Field. How, if you were coaching against Brock Purdy, would you approach that?
I don't think I'd approach it any different than the evaluation process of watching him play and win every game he's quarterbacked and score better than 130 in four of the games or so, you know, that he's quarterbacked. He's played extremely well. And that's how he will play Sunday, unless we prevent him from playing that well.
All right, how do we prevent him from playing that well, Dick?
Keep the ball, one, okay. Do a great job of pass protecting their pass rush, run the football, do all the smart things they've already done all season to put themselves in a position to play the championship game, you know. Our defense is very, very good, very good. And I don't think we'll give up any big plays in the passing game. And, you know, they're going to make some plays, no question. That's why they're in the championship game. But I don't see our defense giving up enough plays for them to beat us.
Dick, we're looking at it and we're saying, if it comes down to quarterbacks, we got a big advantage with Hurts over the kid who can't jump, doesn't have a big arm, isn't that big a runner. Isn't that where the biggest advantage is?
Well, I think it is. The biggest advantage is Jalen and his ability to run, because his ability to run and this style of offense that we run here in Philadelphia is different than the offenses they've been defending in the San Francisco areas. You know, the quarterback can go both on the RPOs, the run pass options, and then the quarterback called runs, and then the quarterback scrambles will dictate a lot of how San Francisco plays their defenses, and that gives us a big, big advantage.
Wow, that's a good point. How did you think Hurts looked against the Giants, Dick?
Outstanding. he continues every game when he's 100% healthy to impress everybody, not just Dick Vermeil, the fan, the coach, the critics, and even you. You know, everybody really appreciates his values.
I got to ask you about A.J. Brown. A couple of minutes ago, I predicted he's going to have a big game. At the end of last game, he was not happy. He did not get enough passes. How do you – you must have encountered that when you were a coach, Dick. How do you handle a wide receiver complaining he needs the ball more?
Well, you know, sometimes that's ego and arrogance. Sometimes he sincerely just wants to make a bigger contribution. I don't know him, but I think the more he's coached within Nick Sirianni's program and by his staff, the fewer times we'll see him concerned about how many balls he catches and more concerned how many points we're scoring. And that's a maturity process, usually in buying into the total philosophy of the coaching staff. And sometimes that takes more than one season.
All right, but I got to know, you had Quick and Carmichael. Did they ever go to you? They never said, give me the ball more. No.
No. I knew Harold always wanted the ball more. I knew Charlie Smith always wanted the ball more. I knew Wilbert Montgomery wanted the ball more. Keith Kreftley wanted the ball more. But there's only one football. You only got to get the place by plays. But you have to learn to take advantage of your opportunity and appreciate that opportunity and appreciate the opportunities your other teammates are getting. You know, sometimes the other receiver is going to win the game.
Dick, here's where I think Dick Vermeil could help to win this game. Now, follow me on this, because that crowd's going to be crazy. And the Eagles, you saw what happened when the Eagles got the ball first with the Giants. If you were the coach of the Eagles and you won the toss, would you take the ball first on Sunday?
I'd do what I've been doing all year to put me in a position to be playing for a Super Bowl game. I don't think I'd change my basic philosophy because of one game. And we've played other good football teams and beaten them, you know. And so I think I would stay with what I've been doing. You know, I think – and I would just as soon put that young quarterback under the pressure of the crowd noise right off the bat in the very first series. Don't give him a whole series with you on the field to relax and get in the hum of the game. You know, put him out there. Make him show he's what he has been.
That's Al, I never thought of that.
Well, I could listen to Dick Vermeil, or I could listen to you. I think
I'm going to listen. Dick, I just changed my mind just hearing what you said there. Dick, here's the thing now. Like, you're not coaching now. You're just watching, but you still love football. Do you get nervous before a game like Sunday?
I do. Yeah. You know, I'm an Eagle. You know,
I know.
I live here, and I really study them. Analyze them, criticize them privately, and I'm involved, you know, and just like you are. You know, no city gets more deeply emotionally involved with their football team than Philadelphia, and no city gets more intense. Okay,
all right. So, tell me why, Dick. I've always wanted to know why. Why do we care so much? You have a theory?
Well, yeah, the roots of this team are deep. This goes all the way back to the initial phases of the National Football League. People are going to go to the game Sunday. Grandparents kept moving those tickets on. You know, they've been going to, how many times you've heard, boy, when we played at Franklin Field, boy, I remember Chuck Bednarik standing over Frank Gifford. I remember when Tom Brookshire broke his leg. I remember when Wilbert Montgomery broke that 42-yard touchdown run. It's amazing. I don't know. I have never been in the city where those kinds of things are held within their memory on a daily basis.
You know what's amazing to me, Dick? That you coached in other cities. You won a championship in St. Louis. You've always been Philadelphia first, haven't you?
Well, yes, I have. Yeah, I have. You know, I came here with three children. They went to school, got married, 11 grandchildren, now 3.5 great-grandchildren. This is our home, you know.
Yeah, it's beautiful. All right, this is it, Dick. It's time. What do you think? Who's going to win this game? What does your computer say? And who do you think the winner will face in the Super Bowl?
All right, my computer says the Eagles win by 4.5 points. Now, I don't know how you score half a point.
All right.
By 4.5. The Eagles are a complete better team in all the categories, and especially when you combine offense with defense. They are a better team. Now, they both lost a few games to get here, so they have been beaten before. What we have to do is play as well or a little better than how we've been playing all year that gave us the opportunity to play Sunday. And I think we beat them. I think we're a better football team. Now, you can't underestimate Kyle Shanahan. He's as good as there is coaching football. He's proved that with this young quarterback. He has never coached a quarterback that can't play. Ever. Doesn't matter who he is. So it'll be tough. But I do believe our strengths will neutralize their strengths, and we win the ball game.
Got a point spread, 4, 5, 7. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to go with my computer. 4.5.
4.5. I don't know how they're going to do that. And who do they face? Bengals and Chiefs are the other game, Dick. Who are the Eagles going to face if they do win?
I think it's the Chiefs. I really
wow.
do.
Wow.
I can't. And I really respect the job Cincinnati has done, and especially last week, going up there and beat Buffalo in the snow with three backup offensive linemen playing and dominate the game physically and emotionally. But I don't think they can do that to Kansas City. Now, if Patrick Mahomes can't really do some of the things he normally does to win the game, it'll make it tougher. But I can't see them beating Kansas City and Kansas City.
That'd be awesome. Dick Vermeil, one thing you should all do is get Vermeil Wines. They are now available to be shipped directly to your home. Go to VermeilWines.com for the coach's entire wine selection. Dick, as always, thank you so much.
All right. See you next week.
Yep. Dick Vermeil.